This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Two Denver teenagers will be tried as adults for allegedly causing a house fire that killed five members of a Senegalese family in August of 2020. A Denver district judge made the ruling after lawyers argued the case should continue in juvenile court. The two teens face more than 60 counts each. A third teen, arrested in connection with the arson, will still face charges in juvenile court. The Douglas County School Board voted to change the district's equity policy Tuesday. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The board member who drafted the proposal claims the new resolution isn't rewriting the equity policy. Kaylee Weiniger says it's meant to get more public input about how the word equity is used in schools, which she says has led to
shaming and retaliation against teachers, students, or staff who express views and opinions that are counter to others' views and opinions.
The district's equity policy is meant to guide the predominantly white district in addressing unfair practices and complaints of racism. Parents and students protested the proposed changes. It passed 4-3 with the board's newly elected conservative-leaning members casting all four deciding votes. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Children's Museum of Denver has closed its doors temporarily due to hostile confrontations between guests and staff members involving mask requirements. In a statement, the museum acknowledged the stress the pandemic has put on parents, but said some visitors have inappropriately directed their anger toward workers. Denver currently requires anyone older than 2 to wear face coverings while inside public spaces. This is CPR News.